News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
40 National Housing Trust NHT beneficiaries have become homeowners, having received keys to houses in a new development in St. Mary. Prime Minister Andrew Holness presented the keys in Nashville News recently. The 40 two-bedroom housing units feature a modern open living space concept and are designed to support vertical and lateral expansion. The development includes 32 serviced lots and was undertaken at a cost of $459 million. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is assuring residents of St. Mary that more NHT developments are in train for the parish.
The people of St. Mary don't have many options in terms of NHT schemes because not many are in the parish. We are planning to do 340 more, but the demand is there.
The Prime Minister adds that 8 units were set aside for public sector workers and persons with disabilities. The development was done under the NHT's Labour and Small Materials Programme. Jamaica and the Dominican Republic are to deepen bilateral ties. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says following a meeting with President of the Dominican Republic Danilo Medina Sanchez on Monday, both countries have agreed to strengthen cooperation in numerous areas, including tourism, trade, sports, culture, and education. Special focus will be placed on tourism over the short term.
Both countries will sign later an agreement to promote multi-destination tourism. We agreed that we will negotiate a new air services agreement, which will complement the MOU on multi-destination tourism.
Noting that Jamaica and the Dominican Republic have similar economic and social goals, Mr. Holness says both countries have signed a memorandum of understanding to ensure that regular bilateral meetings are held and issues of common interests are followed upon. Residents of Rockford, Kingston are now benefiting from a community access point cap for internet and other computer-related services. The Rockford Internet Cafe, located at Glasspole Avenue in the community, was established by the Universal Service Fund, USF. It's equipped with 13 desktop computers, 2 printers, 1 server unit with supporting network capability, as well as a projector and screen. Director of Projects at the USF, Everald Sims, says the cafe is a gateway to self-improvement.
We consider this an early Christmas gift to the community, and I do hope the community considers it a gift because this facility belongs to you. You are the custodians, you own this facility, and I expect that you will protect it, care it.
The facility was constructed at a cost of $2.6 million and is powered by solar energy, in keeping with the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology's thrust to incorporate renewable energy sources at CAP sites. And Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the country's second linear accelerator LINAC machine in the public health sector is expected to be up and running by the end of March next year. The radiation treatment machine is located at the St. Joseph's Hospital in Kingston. Minister Tufton says in tandem with the LINAC machine officially unveiled at the Cornwall Regional Hospital's Cancer Treatment Centre earlier this month, the second machine will help improve rates of treatment for Jamaican patients. He adds that the machines will make Jamaica an attractive treatment destination for cancer patients within the region.
It means that as a country, we can also provide treatment to our regional colleagues, because I suspect that there is no such facility anywhere else in the Caribbean. So it's been a very big investment, over $15 million, but one that is well worth it.
Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at AGD.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-1830-3. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.